Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 30 of Synthopsis. Thank you all so much for tuning in. This is a impromptu episode I actually just felt like doing today. Can you believe it? I actually felt like doing an episode. Crazy. But yeah, I've had something on my mind for the past few months. And last night I watched a YouTube video and I got really compelled to talk about something that I think is kind of important. So let's get right into it. I'm actually gonna turn this off a little early. For this episode, for the background music, I'm honestly just being a little lazy. I have the Hotline Miami OST in the background. It's, you know, it's a staple in synthwave. It's one of the things that really got this genre going, especially the dark synth parts, Perturbator, Carpenter Brute, the likes. So I will be playing some of those songs in the background. I might jump around a little bit here and there, but yeah. Let's get into it. So this is a topic I think is kind of important. The title might be a little provocative and a little interesting. In my episodes, I don't really ever take like a hard or kind of aggressive stance on things. I like to be pretty chill, pretty neutral. But this is something I feel very strongly about. And I think it's very important for people to understand. So what do I mean by the title of this episode? Your favorite artist will move on. Deal with it. I mean, basically what I mean, let's start from the beginning. Why has this been on my mind? My two favorite artists, and I just mentioned both them, Perturbator and Carpenter Brute, for a while now, years, the past like 2 years, Perturbator has made it very public and very known to all of his fans that he's moving out of the synthwave genre and moving on to different things. This has not been a secret. If you've been following him, I mean, if you've heard his latest release, Excess, which he released like a year and a half ago, it is not synthwave. Even like New Model is not synthwave. It's got synth elements for sure, but it's like very like industrial. Well, you could call it industrial synthwave. I'm not gonna sit here and like talk about it, but you know, but like it's not Future Club. It's not I Am the Night. It's, you know, it's that's like his the transitioning bridge. New Model's like the bridge from like the like his synthwave stuff, his dark synth stuff, into like his newer stuff. I imagine that to be the case. Literally, it's gonna, like probably is gonna New Model will serve to be the bridge in between the two. You know, like the transition. So Perturbator's been doing that, and Carpenter Brute also. Now, Carpenter Brute is someone that does not release a lot of music. He released a trilogy many, many years ago, which was 3 EPs, 18 songs. And since then, he's released Leather Teeth, which I think 6 songs, and he's released the OST for his movie with Seth Ickerman, Blood Machines. He's released the Blood Machines OST, and the majority of that is movie OST. I haven't seen the movie, but most of it is not extremely like heavy like synthwave, besides like the main theme and like Final Cut. But also, to be fair, I'm probably missing a few songs, so I only listened to the whole thing once. I found those 2 songs and I just binged them, essentially. So I probably should go back at some point and listen to the rest of it. But that's besides the point. So that's the last album he released, basically. And then a month and a half ago, Awesome Voice Crack, a month and a half ago, he released Fab Tool. This is a song I want to talk a lot about. I'm going to end the episode with this song, but if you've listened to Fab Tool and if you've listened to his previous music, you will tell immediately Fab Tool is not synthwave. Fab Tool is completely different. You might even say it's not even Carpenter Brute. It is, but if you have an idea of what Carpenter Brute's music sounds like, Fab Tool probably doesn't come to mind. If I imagined what his new release would have sounded like, I never in a million years would have even guessed. To be fair, I'm not very cultured. I don't listen to any music outside of synthwave because I'm just like kind of a hermit. Whole different discussion, but you know, like, FabTool is incredible. I'm getting ahead of myself, but yeah, it's completely different. It's completely different is my main point. So I've had to think about my two favorite artists moving into different directions. I've had to think about the fact that Perturbator was never gonna make Future Club 2. It's a metaphor, but you know, like, Carpenter was never gonna make Turbo Killer 2, you know, like, so I've been thinking about that, and I've also been really interested. I'm just interested in people in general, how people act. I've been really interested in observing how other people deal with the same thing, and a lot of fans take it very, very differently. Some people are, you know, like, hey, this is cool, like, FabTool's awesome. Other people are like, this is really different, you know, I don't really like this. And other people say, the worst people say, the toxic people say, stick to making synthwave. I can't really say how many people per se are in each category, but those are like the three rough categories. You can basically kind of call it, if you will, positive, neutral, and negative, sort of. And really what pushed me to really want to talk about this episode was a video last night by one of my favorite YouTubers. Well, one of my old favorite YouTubers, Star underscore. He was a Team Fortress 2 content creator on YouTube. And he made a ton of awesome videos I loved watching, like, back in like my high school and college days, you know. And he talked a lot about this kind of stuff, of like how he wanted to change over time and make videos that weren't related to Team Fortress 2, but his fan base did not accept him. Now, in his case, it seems like he had a very, very, a much more negative and toxic community, and a lot of people that were very vocal and just kind of rude. I'm not trying to say I'm noticing the same exact thing, but I have definitely seen comments and a lot of people say, like, why are you leaving synthwave? Just stick to synthwave, lol. So I want to talk about why that's not realistic and why you need to accept that. Let's talk about something I want to call first impression shock. First impression shock is the basic idea of when you hear a song, a new song. For example, when I heard FabTool, I had an idea of what I was expecting. From even before I hit the play button, I see on my phone, new Carpenter Brut track. In my mind, immediately, I'm thinking of what I want to hear. My expectation is crafted by what I want to hear. I want to hear something like his other stuff, maybe a little bit new, that'll get me really excited and be awesome, you know? Based on all the previous things I talked about, you know? But the main point is, I have an idea from the beginning. Even before I play, I have an idea of what I want to hear. And this applies to every single person. This is subconscious. You do too. If you're familiar with an artist, and if especially if it's an artist you're very, very fond of, you have expectations. Maybe you want them to make the same thing. Maybe you want them to change. Maybe you really hope they stop using those annoying-ass snares or something. I don't know. But you have expectations in your mind, subconscious or conscious, you know? And when I first listened to FabTool, the first five times, I really didn't understand it. And I was kind of shocked, even deep, a little bummed, because it didn't meet my immediate expectations, right? It was just not what I was expecting. And the music video is not at all like anything he's done before. Like, Leather Teeth is by all means like a horror movie. Blood Machines, I haven't seen, looks like some weird sci-fi shit, you know? Excuse my French. But, I don't know. It was just really, really different. And let's be honest, guys. It's kind of been proven that people don't like different stuff most of the time. Different stuff makes us uncomfortable. We like having our expectations met. We like when things go according to plan, because it makes us feel safe and comfortable. If you're listening to something new, or if you're trying on something new, or you're just in a different, you're in like gray area. Now, there are some people out there that are completely cool with new things and, you know, whatever. Not everyone is the exact same as me. But I think that this is kind of the case with, I would say, the vast majority of people, honestly. I'm comfortable saying that. I think most people are like that. We like having our expectations met. Even those really gung-ho gusto people, I think they have expectations, and I'm sure they'd like to have them met too, you know? So, first impression shock is the shock you kind of feel when your first impressions are not met. When FabTool turned out to not be what I expected, yeah, I was shocked. I was surprised. I was taken aback. All the adjectives and, not adjectives. Similar words. Similar. What? How am I forgetting the same? Whatever. Shut the hell up. I was very just taken aback, you know, and it was very surprising to me. But I want to say my main point, right? So the first thing is being aware of your expectations. But the main thing I want to say is don't write something off immediately because it does not meet your expectations. This is something I've made myself aware of over the years, and I've really worked hard to kind of train myself to do this, to not do this, because I used to do it. I used to listen to a song with the expectations in mind, and I'd be like, oh, this isn't that, garbage, never listen to it again, never putting on the podcast or anything, just not even listen to it again. And over time, I would go back and listen to old songs, and I'd be like, yo, this is amazing, like, what was wrong with me? And it's because I just immediately wrote it off and didn't give it a second chance. FabTool is the perfect, and I can't stand this part of the song, sorry. I hate that part of the song. And FabTool is another perfect example of how I got rewarded when I didn't do that. Because the more I listened to this song, the more it grew on me. And I can comfortably say a month and a half after its release that this song to me is phenomenal. I love FabTool. I love everything about the song. And that is not something I like to say. And I'm not even saying it because it's just because it's Carbon Brute. But I love this song because it's just amazing. I'm not going to make this a FabTool analysis episode. I 100% could spend an entire episode just talking about everything I love about this song. But it's just awesome. Like, it has these amazing droning atmospheric pads. And Carpenter Brute, maybe Blood Machine's OST aside, yeah, he has some of those in them. But before Blood Machine's, he did not use these kind of atmospheric pads. It's like those long droning notes in the background. His stuff is not at all atmospheric. If I think of pads, epic pads, I think of Perturbator. I think of also Wraithwalker. Like, those two guys use pads super well. You know? So it was very new. It was very different. And it just amounts to this amazing, epic. And don't even get me started on the visuals. The visuals are a trip for this song. The music video. You have to listen to the song while you watch the music video. It's just amazing. The drums, the symbols, so the little, everything in the background, it just amounts to such an epic, amazing track. I love it to death. So my main point is, if I had just immediately written this song off and said, yo, this sucks, go back to making Roller Mobster, I would have missed out on this entire experience because I was being closed-minded. Yeah, closed-minded is a good term to use, honestly, you know? That's what being closed-minded is. You're just not open to other possibilities for whatever reason. So if I just had kept being closed-minded, then... So... Yeah, that's one of my points. That's my second point. My first point, my main point is coming up, but it's still important nonetheless. Don't be surprised if people try new things. Give it a chance, be patient. And here's my main point. The reason people, and I'm not taking any breaks, no breaks this episode, we're just going full steam ahead. The reason people take breaks not take breaks. The reason people try new things and go in new directions is because they're human beings. And yeah, you might be like, well, duh. But honestly, let's be honest, guys. Social media and the internet has this really unfortunate habit and effect of being able to make artists and content creators and other people we interact with on the internet sometimes not seem or feel human. We miss all the social and emotional and human connections that come from just interacting with people face to face. Speaking of Perturbator, let's play this song. You know, and sometimes we just see like a name or an icon across a screen, and it's easy to just like yell at people and flame people on the internet or in games or on Twitter, and we forget like these are actual people, and a lot of people are affected by things that are said to them online. It might seem silly to you. If you're not that sensitive, you might just be like, they're just words, lol, get over it. You know, honestly, not everyone's like that. You know, it's true. You might think it's silly, but it's true, honestly. So I think it is imperative for fans to recognize and realize that their favorite artists, it doesn't matter, content creators, if it's your favorite YouTuber, if it's Star, if it's your favorite artist, if it's the weatherman at your local radio and you want to write him a letter about how you think he can improve being a better meteorologist, whatever, that person is human, and we all have emotions, and we're all affected by the things that other people say and do. It is a fact of life, and you have to recognize that. Artists are people, and they will change over time. It might take a year, it might take 5 years, it might take 10 or 20 years, you know, but when it does happen, you have to accept it. You just do. I'm not saying you should, but you do have to accept it, because change is a normal part of life. If you don't change, then, I mean, are you even really growing? Maybe you make synthwave for 60 years. I'm not saying you're not growing, but even within the microcosm of making synthwave for 60 years, you should always be changing and learning something, changing yourself at the very least. Maybe synthwave always remains your persistent hobby, but people's hobbies and tastes change. They do. You know, like Perturbator realizes, hey, this synthwave stuff, I'm getting kind of tired of it. I want to do something else. So who are you? Who am I as a fan to say, no, dude, I want you to keep making synthwave? None of us have that right. And I think a lot of that comes from, honestly, entitlement. People sometimes maybe feel entitled as a fan. Be like, I made you. And this is actually a point that Star made. I'm just parroting it because I think it's extremely important. He made a great point that people feel entitled, you know? Like, we as fans do not make our content creators. In an alternate universe where I still made weekly episodes and maybe I had more than like 5 or 2 people listen to the podcast, which I'm okay with, by the way. But if I had more people listening, no one would ever have any right to say, yo, I made you because I listened to every episode and I retweeted. Like, I greatly, greatly appreciate your support. But what made me was my sacrifice and my hard work and my prayer, basically. You know, that's what made me. Now, my fans help, and I would be greatly appreciative of your help. But that level of entitlement is just toxic and does not help anyone. Again, I'm not saying at all that the synthwave community is largely like this, but if you are like that, I would really encourage you to take a look into yourself and to think about that, because it's not good behavior. It's really not. It doesn't help anyone, and you're just being selfish, honestly. You're being selfish yourself if you're like that, because you're just thinking about, you know, you think of it like this. You're saying, artist guy, I want you to never change. I want you to not pursue your dreams. I want you to not pursue your vision so that you can just keep doing what I want you to do. Like, doesn't that sound so self-centered? And that's really what it is, honestly. So,
What else? Let me review my... I this is all impromptu, by the way. I wrote, like, two notes on my phone. I've just been thinking about this a lot. I've talked about this with my brother a few times, you know. So, let me just review my notes real quick. I don't want to see if I missed anything. If not, then I'm going to wrap it up. I did not intend this to be a very long episode. But it's important nonetheless. Yeah, no, that's everything I wanted to say, basically. I don't know, guys. Like, as human beings, like, we should kind of just, like, be... like cool and chill and like nice to people, you know, like it's just be understanding of people, be understanding that people change and they go through life, and at the very least you still have their old music to listen to, you know. Like, I'm not at all saying, and I'm not asking, I'll end on this note, I'm not asking anyone to be unreasonable with themselves or their expectations, right? Like, I am not at all saying that I'm the most accepting, warm dude in the world. And you know what? I really even don't want Carbon & Brut to make Turbo Killer 2. That is not what I'm saying. I would love if Carbon & Brut stuck to that music. I would love if Perturbator stuck to his old stuff. And that's the, like, that's the music, because that's the music I expect to like the most. So I'm not at all saying that you have to become this kind of, you know, hippie, that kumbaya hippie, that's, you know, that's not realistic. And I'm not saying that you have to be like that, you know. All I'm saying is be understanding if your expectations are not met. Understand that people move on. It is life, and you would want people to treat you the same way, for sure. For sure, 100%. That's all I'm saying. So, we'll leave it at that, guys. If you listened, I greatly appreciate it. I don't have a last five because, again, this was impromptu, and I don't even use Twitter anymore. I'm just chilling. Life things, you know. So I don't have a last five, but yeah, I love you all. If you listened, I do love you, and I greatly, greatly appreciate it. So with all that being said, let's end with FabTool, because FabTool is the shiz, and I will see you guys. I mean, God knows when. You know, I say I'm going to do an episode next week, but I never do. So, I don't know. Whatever. See you guys later. Take care. Bye-bye. See you, take a shot.